Guelph has a rich history when it comes to the DJ hip-hop scene and has been making a revival recently. Back in the 80s and 90s, Guelph was oriented around entertainment and hip-hop was one of the biggest scenes around, said Kian Bikari, aka Dr. Def. The scene went stagnant when venues wanted to make money by selling cheap beer and playing popular top 40 hits to bring in university students, said Bikari. In 2014, Bikari was getting phone calls asking him to come back to the Guelph DJ scene because new owners took over downtown venues and were looking for a change in music, bringing hip-hop, dancehall and reggae back. When I was in downtown Guelph during 1995-96, I realized once again there was a huge open market for dancehall music, and dancehall is like the hip-hop derivative of reggae, said Bikari. One of the world's biggest reggae groups, said Bikari, is Stone Love, from Jamaica, and he brought them to Guelph to perform at the beginning of March. The event was sold out. This April, rapper Shawclair will be performing at King Sports Bar and Grill. Bikari expects it to be another big event. I think there needs to be a resource, a venue that can specifically cater to a crowd that really enjoys these formats of music, said Bikari. Guelph is probably the only city that really, really helps each other out, he said. The cool thing about all of these DJs is that we all work together. Bikari and Todd Manning run Analog Sound System, which caters the reggae, hip-hop and R&B communities, and Diversify Entertainment runs through it and produces events for hip-hop in bars in downtown Guelph. I think we need more female DJs, said Manning. He said he wants to help promote them and make connections in Guelph. I want to make sure all the DJs get equal opportunity. Bikari said Guelph in the 80s and 90s was known for jungle and hip-hop music because the residents wanted more of the music played at downtown venues. Ice-T, Rizelle and the Wu-Tang Clan were all big acts who performed in Guelph at the time, and Bikari said these performances people may not remember. He said he doesn't want it to be forgotten and hopes the history of Guelph hip-hop will be preserved.